Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so Lindsey Graham, y'all, nailing what is going on here.
Yeah, so let's put this in context. In a few hours, Donald Trump reversed the damage done to America by Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan. By destroying Iran's nuclear facilities by using B-2 bombers, helping Israel, but delivering a decisive blow, which was bold and brilliant, President Trump let every other adversary in the world know Joe Biden doesn't live in the White House anymore. There's a new sheriff.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut that off. I cut it quick. There's a new sheriff. How bad is it for the Democrats and Iran? But then I repeat myself. They are one in the same. We've explained that for a very long time. We've got new evidence of that this morning. How bad is it for the Democrats in Iran? Well, the Democrats have smartly figured out when it's time, some of them anyway, to raise the white flag. Iran has not. And that is why Iran is about to get its butt kicked again. That's what's coming. They are salivating in Israel right now. But we'll get to that in a minute. Okay, this is Brett McGurk, Joe Biden's National Security Council advisor for the Middle East. Okay, so this was Joe Biden's chief advisor for the Middle East yesterday on CNN. This is how bad this is for Iran and the Democrats, Lee.
Look, bottom line, this is about the best place we can be. I give extremely high marks to this national security team and President Trump for managing this crisis and given where we are. But now let's follow through. There's a chance for diplomacy here.
Yeah, it's about the best place we could be.
Boy, it must have hurt to have to say that.
Yeah. Well,
almost as much as it hurts you to say that Lindsey Graham got something right.
Yeah. And look, that's one of the things we do on this show. I always get hate mail when I say something positive about Lindsey. But no, I mean, it's like housebreaking a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you praise it when it's good and then you whack it with a newspaper. You don't want to hurt it, but you want to scare it a little when it's bad. That's what I do here. So, you know, Tim Scott does something correct or Lindsey Graham does something in the interest of America and the American people. Then I point it out. So, yeah, he's right. So Iran last night. Okay, let's update where we are because it's very, very confusing, Lee.
Breaking news, a Fox News alert. Israeli leaders ordering the IDF to respond forcefully after Iran apparently violated the hours-old ceasefire agreement. Missiles launched from Iran after the midnight deadline imposed by President Trump. And now Israel is planning high-intensity strikes in response in Tehran.
Yeah, that was really dumb. That was really dumb. They were trying the proxies did it thing. Yeah. Earlier, us? No, what? Killed that family of four? No, that wasn't us. That was like some other country. Some other group. And the media is eating this up, trying to save Iran. Oh, well, you know, maybe they didn't do it. Maybe it was the proxies. As if they have no control over their proxies. As if they had no control over their proxies on October 7th. When they armed them, trained them, funded them, and did the logistical part of the operation for them so they can murder Jews for no particular reason at that concert and then other families. So, I mean, yeah, the media acting now like Iran can't control its proxies and they're confused. That's not the case. But I want to point something out from yesterday. Yesterday was hilarious. And we pretty much predicted this on the show yesterday, and I was predicting this last week. I was playing the audio from Trump after he kills Soleimani, Lee. Mm-hmm. And this is just a good thing to keep in mind here, okay? Because there's a lot of, like, World War III rhetoric out there, and it's all going to come to an end. Maybe, I mean, I don't know, it's possible. But if you watch what happened in Qatar yesterday, I've been saying this is what would happen or something like it since last week on my Battleground America podcast. Okay, so this is Donald Trump, and he sits down with Maria Bartiromo. He's out of office. Biden's in office. And he talks about why he killed Soleimani, because Soleimani, the second in charge in Iran, was planning attacks Lee on five of our bases, had already hurt, wounded, or killed over 600 of our troops. And he was, you know, he's telling her for the first time, okay, this is why I killed him. This is why I had him killed. And then he's reacting because he's very upset, okay? Biden has just overseen the murder of three of our troops from Georgia, just south of here, Georgia. Three of our troops on one of our bases by an Iranian proxy. And he points out to Maria, look, that didn't happen under me after Soleimani. They didn't dare. And he said they were so afraid of making me mad that when they responded to Soleimani being killed, they called me up and said, hey, listen, we have to retaliate or we'll look like fools, but we want to tell you where we're going to hit and when we're going to hit so you can make sure there's no troops there. We don't want anybody to get hurt, okay? And he said, yeah, it's fine. All right, you could save face. Here's Trump describing that. Again, this is when Biden is in office, and he's saying this because he's so upset because, you remember, I'm going to run through this again today. After the three troops were killed, Biden gave the Iranian proxies 3-day warning to clear out of where he was going to hit. It was so ridiculous. They were giving interviews to Al Jazeera, letting their families know they were okay before Biden bombed them. In other words, he never extracted revenge for the murder of the three troops. And that escalated, Lee. That's why you got the Houthis bombing our ships. That's and Biden doing nothing. That's why you got over 150 catastrophic brain injuries from which our troops will never heal from different bases. That's why Iran got off the chain. Here's Trump explaining that to Bartiromo. He's out of office. Biden's in office.
Would have never happened with me. I had Iran in check. Do you know, we hit them very hard for something that they did, and they had to hit back. They feel Soleimani. They have to do that, and I understand that. Do you know, they called me to tell me we're going to hit a certain location, but we're not going to hit it. It's going to be outside of the perimeter.
Who called you?
Iran called me. Called for me. And they let us know, and we had 16 missiles went off. I believe it was 16. Six or seven failed in the air.
When was this?
This was prior to the attack on a fort that we had where they hit back. Do you remember when they sent 18 missiles or 16 missiles? Five failed. They let us know, don't move. We're going to have to hit you back. Psychologically, we have to do that because we hit them on something. You remember. They sent 16 or 18 missiles. And we knew they weren't going to hit inside the fort. And the media was going, and now I reveal it, the media was going wild because they say it's strange. They're very accurate missiles. How come they all missed? Nobody was killed, if you remember.
Yes,
with all
I
of
did.
Those missiles, nobody was killed. Now, they had to do it because they have people and they have to show strength. So they aimed the missiles, but they said, please don't attack us. We're not going to hit you. That was respect. We had respect. When we took out Soleimani, you know, Israel was supposed to do it with us. 2 days before the takeout, they said, we can't do it. We can't do it.
Yeah, so he talks about how he went along and did it himself. But the bottom line is, you know, we had respect. And he, in the wind-up to that, it's a lot longer clip, he says, you know, they basically let us know, make sure there are no military members there. We don't want to hurt anyone. We don't want to escalate. And he let him save face. That's what happened in Qatar yesterday. Mm-hmm. It happened again in Qatar. Yep. The Iranian strike on the U.S. base in Qatar wasn't an escalation. It was an attempt to de-escalate the situation by Iran. And they're so afraid now, they're having their proxies hit Israel and then pretending they don't know anything about it.
Well, they're testing the ceasefire.
Well, they are. And they're about to get their butts rearranged for it. I watched this and went, wow, that was dumb.
Yeah.
That was dumb. That ladder is about to fall on your head because that's exactly what Israel wanted. And we're going to get into some of that going forward. But what this demonstrates to Israel and to Trump, Trump's not going to say it, but it underlines kind of where Israel is right now. Khomeini has to go. They're going to have to wipe out the rest of the top here. There's no ability to cut a deal with these people. They're just going to play games and kill people. And by the way, Lee, this is just a small bit of irritation from me, okay? Israel goes into Iran and tries their best to avoid civilian casualties.
Yes, that's what we and the Israelis always try to do.
That is the moral way to fight a war, especially with some people like Iran. I mean, the 80% in our polling, they don't want their leadership. They wish they could overthrow them. It's the moral way to fight this. What does Iran do? They hit a hospital. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they hit a bomb shelter and killed a family of four. And the media just shrugs like it's no big thing, right, and continues on with their very subtle, oh, Israel is a terrorist state crap. Yeah,
exactly.
And again, this is exactly, what Hamas does. This is what the Gazans do. They go for maximum civilian toll, and the media downplays it, blacks it out, lies. Actually, outright lies about, it's been about 3 weeks now, about Israel supposedly gunning down all of those Gazans, at the free food.
Yeah, which did not happen.
Right. No, that was totally fake.
Yeah.
But all of the mainstream media, including, shame on them, Fox News covered that and carried it as if it was real. And I'm like, wait, I'm reading it. What's your source? Hamas? The government of Gaza? So they drive it with fake news. But I wanted to point out the stark difference between Iran and its proxy Hamas and the way they operate. They go straight for murder families, murder toddlers with your bare hands. That's how they killed those two toddler hostages. All of that kind of stuff. You're seeing America and Israel try to restrain themselves to military targets. Obviously, you're going to occasionally kill a civilian. You hate that. We haven't yet, but Iran is about to get its butt kicked by Israel. This is the provocation they wanted. They try to cease fire. This was a trap. Iran walked right into it. So let the fireworks begin, because they will.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Tara Show. Iran about to get its butt kick version. Boy, this was dumb. This is like Lucy in the football. Iran not sensing the pattern yet, not at all. Oh, sorry, I can't help but laugh. Trump is setting them up. Look, I want you to come to the negotiation table. I don't want to go to war with you. I don't want any violence. I don't want to hit you. I just want to negotiate with you. He sets you up this way. But you better meet my 60-day deadline, or else he's doing it again. Announces the ceasefire. Iran denies there's a ceasefire it's agreed to, but Qatar yesterday is like, no, y'all agreed to it. You're lying. Trump and Israel are just setting them up. And then Iran does the ultimate stupidity. Bombs Israel and then claims they didn't do it. No, it's one of our proxies, maybe. I don't know. Look over there. A squirrel. That's not going to fly. Everybody knows Iran controls their proxies. So they've just been set up. They should figure this out. Every time Israel and Trump are like, hey, we want to stop hostilities. Yeah, we agreed to a ceasefire. Hey, come talk to us. And Iran bombs. They're just setting it up. What Israel's looking for right now, I'm going to bottom line it for you. They haven't said this, but it doesn't matter. Well, they kind of have in a way. They're looking for an excuse. Just go ahead and wipe out the rest of the Iranian leadership, which is what needs to happen at this point. Victor Davis Hanson nailed this the other day. There is no way forward.
All of this chaos and all of this war will be for naught if Iran's theocracy emerges intact from this war.
It's true.
And its nuclear infrastructure can either be quickly rebuilt, or there are elements of it that have been missed, and maybe there is enough fissionable material, if not already, soon to make another bomb.
Yeah.
So here we are.
So that was him the other day. Where are we now? Where is Iran now? They're in a place where Allah cannot help them.
Will Russia and China do anything? I doubt it. So where are we right now? Right now, it's the ball is in the court of Iran. Trump has said to them, you can come back and negotiate, but what would they negotiate over? Their one card was that we have the specter of a nuclear bomb, so you better come to us and talk. They don't have that anymore, at least not for the foreseeable future. The only negotiable item is whether they survive or not. And I don't think they're going to want to negotiate that.
Yeah, that's not going well for them either. Headline, Israeli warning to top Iranian general. You have 12 hours to escape. So the Mossad, remember the exploding pagers when we're watching literally Iranian operatives blown to bits in the supermarket because their pager went off? Apparently that lesson was lost on Iran. You're about to learn it again. They're about to learn it again. That's okay. That's okay. Because there's no way forward here, folks. We cannot have future Republican candidates campaigning from bunkers so Iran doesn't assassinate them on our soil while Democrats snicker and refuse to even sanction Iran for killing our troops, three of them in January of 2024, for 150 plus catastrophic brain injuries in other attacks on our bases, and then ultimately for the multiple attempts on President Trump's life. We can't do that anymore. Especially not when the Iranian military is in one heck of a jam.
The military should be feeling very uneasy. The top 20 or 25 officers were taken out by Israel. They know there's a list. The subordinate officers, the next tier, must know their name is on it. They must know that people are angry that over 50 years nearly, they spent $1 trillion subsidizing the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Assad dynasty. And for what? It's all up in smoke. And then they probably lost another $1 trillion over 50 years through sanctions and oil embargoes. For what? It's up in smoke. And so people in the military must know that the public will be pointing their fingers at them as well as the theocracy. They yeah. must know that any association with the theocracy got their superiors killed. And it'll be interesting to see what the military's attitude is if they were further humiliated. So where are we right now? Right now, it's the ball is in the court of Iran. Trump has said to them, you can come back and negotiate, but what would they negotiate over? Their one card was that we have the specter of a nuclear bomb, so you better come to us and talk. They don't have that anymore, at least not for the foreseeable future. The only negotiable item is whether they survive or not. And I don't think they're going to want to negotiate that.
Yeah, and that was before they killed a family of four by hitting the bomb shelter. And it was them and their proxies. Don't kid yourself. Only CNN would believe otherwise. So, Iran about to get its butt kicked.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Y'all, this is driving me nuts. Okay, it was hot yesterday. Super duper hot. Going to be highs of 98, 99 all week. So, you know, be sure to be aware of that. We're in a brutal heat wave right now. It'll set records, I'm sure, by the end of the week. And we, you know what? We don't fear the truth here. We talk about that. Yeah, and I forecast, I said, you know, we'll have record highs this summer. We always do. But the media's drama right now is ridiculous. I mean, they're printing articles on like how to hydrate in a heat wave because global warming, climate change. Now a doctor in the UK is trending after telling people the best thing to drink in a heat wave is milk and how to survive. And it's 87% water and loaded with electrolytes to keep yourself going so we can survive climate change. Are you kidding me? None of these morons know because the media did not report. They blacked out the fact we have just set another record. Record growth for our ice sheets, North Pole and South Pole, growing at a record rate. Why? We are in the beginning of a mini cold snap. a mini cold age. We are. How do we know? NASA data. Scientific peer-reviewed articles published. The mainstream media has blacked it out. And I said over the winter when this happened, that's because of solar activity. Solar activity is what drives the weather. It's not climate change or the carbon cycle. Carbon's been cycling through the atmosphere since the beginning of time on Earth, and it will continue to do so. And it's, as it does, it will change the temperature some, but the big driver is the sun. In other words, man is not doing this. So after completely ignoring the record ice sheet gains, in other words, the opposite of what Al Gore forecast, we're supposed to be underwater by now. The media has gone to absolute hysterical limits. How to survive the heat dome? No, folks, every summer happens. We have record high temperature on some day. You know, we had low temperatures in May. We lost almost a month of the growing season. Why it's so cold? Rule of thumb used to be you could plant in the Carolinas after the second week of April. So by week three, week four. You can't do that anymore. Went to the Home Depot to buy stuff. All the plants were dead because of the frost. And that was the third week of April. I've never seen that before. And you know how they haven't, either? You think the greenhouses want to lose that amount of inventory? No, they were still going by the old rule before the cold front started, before we went into a mini ice age, which is what we're in. I don't know how long it'll last. But what's remarkable is that former meteorologist Tony Dale came on this show starting last year, and then we updated it again with another interview, predicting this. He said all this was going to happen. I put it in a Battleground America podcast. How did he know? He watches solar activity. Nailed it. So the mainstream media is pretending none of this is happening while driving heat wave hysteria. That said, though, it is hot out there. Might want to give, if you've got any plants, you might want to give them a little bit of extra water. I did two waterings instead of one, and then just watch out. I mean, you really can get zapped. I mean, just walking from the, car to the store. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Why don't they just go ask the people of Arizona how they survive when it's 117 degrees for 40 days? I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, they also ignored the record low May temperatures. We had a shockingly cool May. May is now in the Carolinas. It's been this way for the last 2 years. May is basically what April used to be. We've lost 2 to 3 weeks of the growing season, pushing a month. And that's going to begin to affect crop yields. There's only so long that the mainstream media can pretend none of this is going on. Texter writes, funny, some cry regime change is always bad. They are likely the same ones that cry that regime change should happen in the CIA and FBI. No, regime change is not always bad. What is different now, and I understand why people can't see this with Iran, I get it, because you've been lied to, you've been abused so many times to get you into fake wars for profit against people who aren't really our enemies, that when we finally confront a real enemy, it feels like just a repeat of the past. But I get it. But Iran is the first real enemy in my, in terms of countries, we fought some groups, but Iran is the first real enemy country we have fought in my adult lifetime. It feels like just another Middle Eastern war, but it's not. It's not even a war at this point. It's a decimation. Iran is about to get its butt kicked again today. They'll learn. We have this terrible history in the United States of America. It's two sides of coin, okay? Number one, we go to fake wars against fake enemies or enemies like Russia, for instance, Ukraine, that we have provoked over 15 years try to get in a war with them. You want to understand Ukraine war, Russia war, you can't start with the invasion of Ukraine. You got to go back to Barack Obama overthrowing the last truly elected leaders of Ukraine who were pro-Russian violently and trying to assassinate them and then move forward to understand why, how we got here. It's a progression of us trying so hard to get into a war with Russia, poking the bear. Look, Russia's not our friend at all, but we don't need to poke him into war. Iran has been killing our troops, firing on our ships and our naval ships, and trying to kill Trump. And we ignore him. This is the crazy thing. While we go to war with fake enemies for profit, we ignore our real enemies. Our real enemy is China. That's who our real enemy is here. And folks, You know what is fascinating? A lot of people talking about Fordo, because that's the big nuclear facility. You know, we blew up three this weekend. Fordo's the big nuclear facility. So everybody's paying attention there. And, oh, look, why is there a building still standing? How devastating were our attacks? No, you know what people need to pay attention to? And I deep dove into this yesterday in my Battleground America podcast. They need to pay attention to Isfahan, the nuclear facility. We blew that sky high too. Do you know what was there? Three nuclear research reactors built and run by China. The site employed, I like to use that past tense now, employed around 3,000 scientists, Iranian and Chinese, working on the Iranian nuclear program. We blew it sky high. Why? Well, the Houthis are a proxy of Iran, but who is Iran a proxy of? China. And when you see them beginning to target not just our cargo ships, but our naval vessels in the Red Sea, they are doing the satellite targeting. They are working hand in hand with the Houthis. That is war. When you see them merging in the streets with the Democrat Party, there's only two countries, there's a ton of countries in the world, over 100 of them. There's only two countries funding the marching in the streets by Democrats, Iran and China, through that billionaire we learned last week, LA riots. So you have the Democrat Party merged with Iran and China. You have the Democrat Party. This Iranian nuclear program is a Chinese program. You have Joe Biden letting it grow out of control because really Hunter and Jill are running the White House. We had that disclosure from the mainstream media just a few weeks ago. They're on the Chinese payroll. That's why all of this is happening. I'm going to explain this as the show unfolds. If you want to deep dive in it, you got to get yesterday's Battleground America podcast. When you see the way Trump is fighting now and his extreme interests, why? Iran tried to kill him on our soil. And China is Iran. Iran is a proxy of China. I'll explain it all as we roll on the show. So what do we just do? We just blew up the Chinese nuclear weapons program in Iran. By the way, one more, show note. I got a texter texting me that neither of the people who tried to kill Trump were Iranian. It is amazing the ignorance, even on our side on this. It's truly shocking. We have three assassins sent by Iran in federal custody. One we caught in 2021, one from 2024. There's a fourth that escaped. He's wanted. He's got charges against him. We think he made it back to Iran. And a lot of folks on our side don't even know this. They don't even understand why they oppose us taking out the nuclear facilities. I'll explain it all as the show unfolds. Coming up next. Notice something and never forget it. The Democrats are fighting the hardest to save, preserve, and keep in this country not illegal immigrant moms who are working nights in a hotel trying to support their two children, which is what I thought they'd make the face of this when Trump announced he was going to do all this deportation. Now they don't care about them. They're fighting the hardest to preserve those illegal immigrant gang members who bring them their voters. The illegal immigration system that Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, warned about that Biden and the Department of Homeland Security under Biden had built with the cartels to outlast Biden. I'm not going to play that audio for you again. I play it every day. The Attorney General of Texas saying, look, it's here. There are thousands of people involved in it. They've built it to last for years. A merger, essentially, of the cartels and the Democrat Party for the purpose of human trafficking. And so what are you seeing? They are fighting the hardest to keep the gangsters and the human traffickers. There is a reason for that. Because it's their voter drive. They want to keep their voter drive intact. So how do you do that if you're a Democrat? You establish legal precedent that makes it impossible for Donald Trump to send anybody, no matter how bad they are, no matter whose mom they murdered. That's what Saint Kilmar Abrigo Garcia is accused of doing in El Salvador. It's why he can't go back. They'll kill him. He has allegedly murdered the mother of a rival gang member. That finally came out. somehow it wasn't widely reported by the mainstream media. Can't imagine why. Anyway, he's the kind of guy the Democrats love. They want more of them. And so what they're doing right now is trying to keep St. Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man, in America. So a federal judge, liberal judicial dictator in Tennessee, has ordered that St. Kilmer be released while he awaits trial for human smuggling. Why do this? Because judicial precedent is everything. So that other liberals can go into liberal judicial dictator courtrooms and say, hey, the most violent criminals have to be released if they're gang members. We need to keep our human trafficking networks intact, should we ever win again. Or trying to preserve them. That's what this fight is over. Have no fear, by the way. The Maryland man is not going anywhere. The BBC reports the judge overseeing the case said on Sunday that Mr. Abrego Garcia, thug extraordinaire, should be released from custody while he awaits trial. She ordered that, but she noted immigration officials would still have the power to detain him. And the Trump administration says he will, quote, never go free on American soil. And it's good. His wife needs to survive. He'll beat her to death. But anyway, but good Democrat voter. Other than that, I'm sure he will be someday. So, why would you do that if you know immigration officials can still detain him? The judge is setting precedent, no matter how violent, how vile, how evil, how many gangs they're a member of, how many times they have reentered the country at a felony level. You gotta let them go as they await trial. They need that because then they can blend into sanctuary cities, cross over enemy lines. So that would be like crossing into California, a post-constitutional blue area, and hide. And Democrats will protect them with violence. This is a plan. I just lay it out. Look, these people are crazy. I'm just telling you what they're doing. Okay, so major, major, major victory on Monday is the Supreme Court lifted the liberal judicial dictator imposed limits on the Trump administration, deporting these thugs to third countries. In other words, their own country won't take them. So now we're going to just send you to South Sudan, even though you're Guatemalan, and screw you, which is fantastic because they'll all self-deport. Democrats don't want that. They're terrified of it. Whoa. Wait till you hear what happens overnight. This has pushed the liberal judge dictatorship over the edge. They have plumb lost it. They're cracking up, and wait till you hear what they did.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.